Morning. I'm Thomas, by the way. For those of you new here, it's great to have you with us this morning. Do stay afterwards, we've got lunch provided. It'd be great to get to know you all a bit better. I don't know about you guys, but I love growing fruit. I'm quite a keen gardener. I was out there yesterday, but generally got grubby nails most of the time. This is my plum tree. Okay, so I'm expecting that to have plums on at some point next year. I'll leave it there and see what happens. So that's my plum tree. It's a Victoria plum, it's really nice. Really nice plums on that as the year goes on. What do you reckon? We'll get plums off that? What do you reckon, guys? No, why not? I cut it off! Oh. So that's not going to have... I won't... I've ruined it now. I love that plant. It is a tree. It is my plum tree, like I say. It's my plum tree. It's a really nice Victoria plum. Really good. This is it. Bought it from my garden this morning. So next year I want to get some plums up there to make lovely plum crumble, and it's really delicious. But you're saying it won't work now? Because I cut it. So no. I don't know. Probably won't. I'll see. I'll leave it on the side, see what happens. See if anything happens, shall we? See if any fruit comes. Because growing fruit is quite tough, actually. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know about you guys. And if we've got an apple tree or something like that in the garden, or have we ever tried to grow? Some years they just grow and they're brilliant, and other years they're just nothing, aren't they? And they, I don't know, it's a bit temperamental, isn't it, really? But it requires a bit of patience, as Gareth said. You've got to give it all the right treatment, and there we go. And as I say, I've got my plum tree over there. It's really good. I don't know about how you feel, though, about your fruit, really. This is about fruit. We're not really talking about fruit, are we, today? We're not talking about grapes. We're not talking about apples. We're not talking about aubergines. We're talking about fruit in our lives, aren't we? We're talking about productiveness in our lives, the way in which we, as people, are productive and creative and live a life that is expressive and joyful and wonderful and impacts the world around us, isn't it? That's what we're talking about when we're talking about bearing fruit. Yeah? That's what we mean. We're not talking about grapes, but it's a brilliant metaphor. It's a brilliant allegory, parable, however you want to call it. So what are you trying to do in your life? How is it that you're trying to bear fruit? How are you trying to be productive in life? Well, maybe you don't feel very productive. Maybe you feel a bit useless. You feel like you're not doing a lot at the moment and life's a bit rubbish. Maybe things aren't great and you want to be better. Maybe you want to be more productive. Maybe your life with God isn't great. Maybe you're worried that perhaps you don't love him as much as you should, or you're not quite as connected to him as you once were, and things aren't quite right. So maybe you're going to try harder. Maybe you come to church more often. Try home groups. Get yourself stuck in. Read a bit more. Read a bit longer every morning. Just try harder, yeah? That'll work, surely. You'll be more productive if you just try harder. Is that how it works? I don't think so. Because I've tried really hard before, and it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't. It's not about me. It's not about me. The branch doesn't bear fruit on its own, does it? What does this need to be connected to? Not the soil. Don't put it in this, it won't work. It needs to be connected to the tree, doesn't it? It needs to be connected to the main part of the tree. There's no point having a branch of a vine or anything like that if it's not connected. So you could try harder, you could live your best life, you could try really hard. And I'm not saying all those things are excellent, all those things are really good things to do. And they are how we stay connected. But it's not how hard you try. As a Christian, you're connected to Jesus, you're connected to God because of what Jesus has done. And you remain in him, the true vine. So Jesus, remember, says he's the true vine. And we've got two things to think about this morning. We've got to think that we remain... Is this thing working or not? We're not using this, are we? I agree with you. Yeah, that's getting annoying, isn't it? We have a couple of things here. We need to remain in him, so we need to stay connected, so we're not cut off, and then we bear fruit. Okay, so we remain in him so that we bear fruit. They're the two things that we need to. So Jesus is the true vine. We remain in him, we stay connected to him, so that we can bear fruit. And that's what true disciples do. We remain faithful. We remain faithful to God, so that we become productive, so that we can bear fruit. Now. What we're connected to is really important, isn't it? What drives us, what underpins our life, is really important. I don't know about you guys, it's probably that kid at school who's really into football or something, isn't it? And all they bang on about is football all the time. You know, they just connect. You can just see that that's what drives them. Or the person who's really into cars or motor racing, or the horsey girl in your class who's got horses and goes on about horses all the time. I think, you know, the kind of people. And that's what they're connected to. That seems to be what drives them. That seems to almost be what produces some sort of fruit in their lives. Everything you see about them, everything gives off that kind of energy, doesn't it? That air of that thing that they follow, the thing they're connected to, the thing that they remain in, the thing they spend their time doing, is what gives the outward appearance, doesn't it? So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at what it means for us as Christians, or not Christians actually yet, but as Christians, what it means to be connected to the true vine, to remain in him, and then to produce fruit. So the starting point here is that we need to be, there's an assumption here that Jesus is talking to his disciples, so people that have already come to him, people are already following him. He's talking to his really close friends here, isn't he? So these are people who are already part of the vine, part of the bigger plant. They've already been connected to him through Jesus. So our starting point this morning is whether or not you are connected to God because of Jesus. Are you grounded to him? Are you connected to him in the first place? Do you have a relationship with him? Do you love him? Are you part of the vine? We'll come on to the true vine in a few minutes, but the question is, are you trusting in Jesus as the main driving force in your life? Or are you trying other ways to be fulfilled, to be productive, to be creative, to be expressive, to be happy, to be joyful, as a hope for the future? It's only in being connected to Jesus that as human beings we'll be properly connected and properly productive. We need to remain in him, and we need to be careful, and we need to be cautious and remain in him, but we need to be connected first. There's no point. This bit of pear plum tree is dead and useless now. It's Becky fished it out of the compost heap for me this morning. It's going to be food for the worms, isn't it? That's what it is. It's no use to anybody. It doesn't even look very nice. Okay. So first thing we need to be is connected to Jesus. You need to come to God the Father. We need to come to God. We need to come and say sorry for the things we've done wrong. And he will take you, if you confess your sins and say sorry, he will take you and he will bring you into the true vine. He will bring you into that true family, that true, the true Saviour. So come to Jesus first. That's the only way you can please God. Remember, Jesus here is the true vine. Okay? This is in stark contrast to the fake vine, if you like. And Gareth was pointing to that this morning, was just now, about all the laws and the commandments and trying to do the right thing and trying to be good enough and trying to jump through the hoops. That's not going to make you productive. It might look okay from the outside, and you might look like a nice person and a good person because you're doing good things and you're being nice. But that isn't in itself going to produce fruit, is it? There was no real way that true lasting fruit could come through the law, could come through keeping the commandments, living a good life, as it were. So come to Jesus first, be connected to Jesus. He is the one that makes you saved. Being connected, being grafted in, if you look up at the image earlier, grafted in, tied in, connected into that vine, and then you will remain in him. But being a disciple, so you're saved by coming to Jesus. And then as Christians, we continue to live a life where we are continually connected to and remaining in Jesus so that we can produce good fruit. So being a disciple is about continuing a life, remaining in his love. So let's get that right way around again. I'm going to go over it one more time. Don't get the cart before the horse, as he used to say. Still might do. Let's get that the right way around. You don't get connected to the vine by your hard work and being good and appearing to live a decent life. You get connected to the true vine because of Jesus and because God the Father puts you there. And once you're there, a disciple, a follower of Jesus, follows Jesus and does the things that please him. And those things are about bearing fruit. So remain in his love. Be committed. Persevere to the end. But this branch did not fall off on its own, did it? Have a look. And I don't think I've seen a branch fall off any of my trees on their own. You see it, Matthew? How did I get that off the tree? I cut it off. It didn't fall off on its own accord. A branch can't do that unless it's really old and rotten and like really, really, really old tree sort of thing. So don't panic if you feel like your walk with Jesus, your life with Jesus isn't as close as it used to be, or as, you know, you're worried that things aren't right anymore. You're still connected. You're still connected to the vine, and you're not going to drop away of your own accord, as it were. Okay? Now, we're careful of a warning. We'll come to a warning in a little while. But the branch doesn't get better at being a branch on its own, does it? It doesn't become a stronger branch by itself. It becomes a stronger branch because it's connected to the main stem. And Jesus, when we're more connected, when we're connected to Jesus, and when we're talking to him regularly, when we're praying to him, when we're reading the Bible, when we're finding out what he wants us to do, when we're learning from this book and from each other as Christians and from singing together and learning and listening to really good podcasts or great music online, when we're learning and filling our lives with this stuff, that is feeding, that's the food, that's the energy coming through the plant that makes the branch stronger and productively bearing fruit. So our role as Christians, as disciples, first of all, come to Jesus if you haven't yet. And if you are, remain in him. We remain in Jesus because he keeps hold of us and he keeps us firm. So what are you connected to this morning? What is it that you're living for? What is it that drives you? What are you grounded in? I'm mixing metaphors a little there, but another word is what flows through you. What is the life force that flows through you and is going to produce fruit? Are you like that kid at school who's just obsessed with football and that's all you bang on about? Okay, whatever it might be, you know, substitute football for whatever thing it is that you live for. Okay, is that you? And like I say, there's loads of good answers to that question. It could be, what is it that you live for? What are you really connected to? It could be family, it could be friends, it could be a moral or ethical lifestyle that you've chosen to adopt. It could be just being a nice person. But remember, that's not the stuff that... It's never worked, has it? As a productive endpoint in itself. They're all good things. But what are you connected to? If you're not connected to Jesus, then there's not really going to be good fruit coming at the end. And we know that eventually over time, particularly on vines, on grapevines, if a plant isn't really well connected, isn't well fed, and isn't really well connected, it does wither and it does fall off. It can wither and the vine keeper, the gardener will come and snip it off and burn it and stick it on the compost heap. So there's a warning there for us, and we just need to be aware of that warning. We are joined to Jesus. We are connected. We remain in him. The thing we're asked to do, the command we're given here by Jesus, is to remain in him. So just be careful with that. The command isn't try harder. The command is remain in him. Okay, so just take your time to listen to Jesus more, to pray, to reconnect, to spend that time learning about him, finding out about him a bit more, so you're remaining in him, properly grafted onto that vine. So the disciple, the follower of Jesus, remains in the true vine. The true vine is Jesus. But it's not a passive activity. We don't just sit there and hope that the world's going to be okay, and you know, sit in my own bedroom and read and pray and job done, my box is ticked, I'm connected. No, because the remaining leads to fruit, doesn't it? Leads to being productive and fruit-bearing. So being intimacy with Christ that I've talked about, and this is real intimacy. This isn't just the thing on the side that I do, you know, on a Sunday. this isn't just a, this is my hobby, I come to church, or I just happen to be into kind of Christian literature, I just like reading and I'm just into kind of Christian bands. This is not just that I'm just into this thing. This is true intimacy with the Saviour of the world. It's not passive. It involves reproducing the qualities of discipleship. And we know what they are because we just sung them. Just about got the words out. But in Galatians 5, we do learn what the fruit is. And we know that it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. So when we're connected and remain in Jesus, these characteristics, these values, these characteristics become really obvious, because the fruit is really obvious on this thing, isn't it? Even though, to be honest, it's a bit rubbish. But it's really obvious. Fruit, and the fruit becomes obvious. So what's the obvious visible things that people see in your lives? What do people see? If I went to your work or spoke to your neighbours, what would they say? What kind of a person are you? Are you loving, joyful? Are you, you live a life of peace, forbearance, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? Now, this isn't a sermon. This isn't a preaching on the fruits of the Spirit, on the fruit of the Spirit. But think about those things. You hear a lot about values today, don't you, in life? What about values and character? Character. I do. It's my job at school. I'm in charge of making sure that we're all living the values all the time. And that's what we do. You hear a lot, don't you, in industry. Lawrence Fox, the former actor, was suspended from GB News this week, wasn't he? Because he doesn't share the values of this organisation, I think was what the CEO said in the news. He doesn't share the values. His character, the things that people saw and heard don't align with the organisational values. I'm sure lots of you work in industry and business where organisational values are probably on a poster somewhere in the office. So what are the fruit? What's the output? What's the value? What are the character traits that are seen in people that are grafted, that are part, that are living, remaining in Jesus? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Remaining and fruit-bearing can't be separated. We can only bear fruit because we remain in Jesus. That stick is dead and is of no use to anybody now. Even as a stick, it's pretty rubbish. We can do nothing without Jesus. So let's go back to that original point. You can try harder, you can try and live an ethical life, but unless you're connected to Jesus, we'll not experience this fruit. And the Father, God the Father, the vine dresser, the gardener, wants people to be as fruitful as possible. He really wants people to show as much of that as possible in this world, so we're really living those lives. And to that end, he does what all gardeners do, and thins out. And you can never thin enough. You can never thin too much on a fruit tree, apparently, because that makes the fruit bigger, stronger. You cut off the branches that are a bit crowded and a bit rubbish and not bearing fruit, and I've got a bit of work to do on some of my trees to get them ready for the autumn, and you thin them out, and you cut off the branches that are not producing fruit. And there's a warning there for us, isn't it? There's a warning there. For where there's no fruit, then there will be removal. And John goes on to talk about the fruit of love, joy, peace. He shows it in a different way in his gospel. People that are showing faith, people that are praying, people that are obedient, people that love each other, people are doing God's mission, people who are engaged in ministry. They're all elements, they're all evidence, aren't they, that Jesus is living in you, you are remaining in him. I mean, as a slightly side point, vines don't bear fruit all the time, so there is a growing season, so don't panic. If you're sitting here this morning thinking I'm struggling a little bit today, a bit of a low season at the moment, don't panic. Remember that you remain in Jesus. Soak up those nutrients. Be fed. Be watered. You are connected to the vine, and you know God's promise that you will bear fruit. But be careful of the warning. Be careful of that warning, because there will be some pruning. I'm sure many of you have got friends, family, sadly, who perhaps you grew up with in church, you think, I don't see them anymore. They're not living for Jesus anymore. And that's a real point of sadness for many of us, isn't it? So let's just be careful. The command in this is remain, so that it will be even more fruitful. Remain in me. Remain in me, and you can't bear fruit unless you're... So the command in the passage, Jesus isn't commanding us to bear fruit, Jesus is commanding us to remain in him. Does that make sense? He's not telling us off. The command is remaining. It's to stay connected to Jesus. Okay? So for those people, maybe they did drift from Jesus. They didn't spend the time they should have done or could have done. And that relationship was breaking. But remain in him. Stay committed. Stay talking. Stay praying. Talk to us. Talk to us all. Come to home groups. Get to know it. Listen to stuff. So, Jesus is the true vine. That's it. He's the true vine. He's the only way that we can be with God. Anything else doesn't work. Okay? Nothing else is going to work. So, some questions for us to reflect on as we finish. What is it that you're connected to? What is it that your life is grounded in or connected to? Where do you get your ideas from? Where do you get your decision-making from? How do you make your decisions day to day? When the big things come up in life, when the big issues come up in life, or even the little issues, what drives your thought process? Are you thinking in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and so on? How do you live? What do people say? What do people see when they see you? What does God see? What fruit are you producing? But remember, if you're not joined to Jesus yet, then come to him first, because everything I've said this morning is a waste of time if you're not joined to Jesus in the first place. So follow him. Remain in him. Live how he wants you to live. Live the way he wants you to live. Because remember the promise this morning, if you remain in Jesus, the true vine, if you stay joined to him, it'll be obvious that you are fruiting. It'll be clear that your life is productive and all those things that you hoped it would be will be there. So go back to Jesus. Go back to the vine. Talk to him. Read about him. Sing about him. Pray about him. Pray to him. And be completely wrapped up in him. Completely joined in an inseparable way. And it's not my promise, because my words mean very little, but God promises you this morning that fruit will grow and you will live a productive life for God. Thank you.
Let me pray and then